G'day everyone. Just thought I'd check in and let you know what I'm up to. It's time for another trip. I phoned up Sydney. Wednesday, I think it was. Yeah, Wednesday. I phoned up Pete, who's a friend, but also he's been my supervisor, my boss, on a few movies over the years, just to see how things are in the industry, find out what he's up to. And he turned around to me and said, Ian, what are you doing these days? And I said, not much, just picking up a bit of work here and there, you know, nothing too special. And he said, well, we're flat out, mate, coming to the end of the production. You fancy a couple of weeks' work? I thought about it, and I said, I'll get back to you the next day, and I did. Had to phone up my dad, see if he would be all right. You know, I mentioned to you previously on another audio boo how he's been a little bit ill recently, and he's bouncing back brilliantly. So he basically said, go, just go. You know, you've got enough financial issues that it's worth taking us and running with it. So I then immediately organised some accommodation and then contacted my brother-in-law to see what the situation was there. And he said, don't go and stay anywhere else. Come and stay with us, with my lovely sister when she gets back from overseas in a week's time. So I'm going to get the granny flat in the back of their yard in Balmain, which is probably about 4 kilometres from the studios, at Fox Studios. And I'm currently, as I speak to you, dear Audio Boo listener, halfway there. I'm 6 hours into the journey. I'm just through Coffs Harbour and I'm heading south. And I can't say that it's a burden, because driving is really quite wonderful nowadays because of podcasting. I just love these long trips because I get my iPhone and I plug it into the holder that is stuck onto the windscreen, and I clip my Belkin iTrip into that, and that broadcasts into my radio, so I get good audio. And I just turn on the podcasts and I listen to what's happening in the world of Audio Boo and what's happening in the world of all the different podcasts I follow, and just settle back into the groove and munch away on the few little tidbits that I've brought with me. Some snow peas to munch on, some peanuts, some crackers, little bits and pieces to keep me happy. Have a coffee from time to time while I'm travelling and just settle into the groove of the long trip. Yeah, it's a long way, but you know, I'll be there in 12 hours. It's 1,000 kilometres. So I just settle in and know that I'll be there once I've done the time. I don't think I'll get there in one stint. I decided last night that I would sleep as much as I needed to this morning, so that at least I was rested, and rather than leave early, I'd rather leave rested. And I didn't get away until midday by the time I finished packing. And while I was packing, I realised I could actually fit my bicycle in the back of the car, which is a yes, which means that I can actually ride my bicycle to work and commute through Sydney rather than having to drive the car or use public transport. But I didn't know that until the very last moment. Literally, everything's in the car. Okay, let's try and fit the bike in. Ah, the bike goes in, lock up the house, walk out the door. And I was on my way, but I didn't get away until midday. So at that rate, I wouldn't get to Sydney until about midnight, which is 1 o'clock, because they're on daylight saving time, and I don't think I'm going to push it. I think what I'll do is I'll stop north of Newcastle somewhere and just curl up in the front seat and have half a dozen hours sleep before I finish the journey in the early hours of the morning. So I'm off to Sydney, going to work on another film. I'm not even sure what it's called. It's Wolverine 2 or The Wolverine. I don't know. I'll be making stuff. I'll get back to you with a few audio boos. Last time I worked on a movie, I wasn't doing audio boo. So I might bring you on a bit of a journey with me in my time in Sydney and what it's like working on this movie, and fill you in on a few things as things progress. So come for a journey with me and we'll see what we get up to. Onward, down the highway, by storm.